So, who are you and what brought you down here today?
I am Henry Argyropoulos and I'm here for Golda's Green Team.
Why are you here?
I'm here to tell people about all the programs we'll be doing at our Green Team and hopefully win Most Involved Green Team.
Cool. What are some of the programs you're up to?
So we've been doing... Should I just do my whole presentation?
Yeah.
So basically... we've done four projects over the year. The first one is the Playground app. So we used a program like Scratch, which is coding language where you piece together blocks. But with this program, it uses like a Pokemon Go-like interface with GPS enabled onto it. So we can use that to put in challenges and have them all collect points. There's a running challenge, there's quiz challenges, there's history you can learn. You can redeem them all in for like extra, for like swords and armor in the game, and you can fight a boss too.
Cool.
And then our next project was the Mindfulness Room. So it's a two-level building. It's a two-level room with... So the first level has a restorative circle for teachers to bring in their kids and do activities with. And then there's a hangout area with squishies, kinetic sand, and Orbeez. And then Orbeez are like little water balls. They're like sort of squishy, like it's like gel, like little gel balls.
Like a stress ball.
Not exactly, they're like tiny.
Oh, okay.
You like run them over and they like fall through your head.
Okay.
And then there's another hangout area with a couch and some chairs where there's a water fountain flowing to create some white noise. And then at the bottom floor, there's a yoga room. There's yoga supplies with yoga mats, and we have a teacher who is actually my mom who can come down there and do yoga lessons.
And this is all, you all helped plan this?
Yeah, we all helped plan this.
Okay. That's the second project. What are the, yeah. You said there's three and four.
Yeah, third project is the recycling robot. So right now, if you put something in it, it'll know that it's there and it'll open up the doors, as long as it's not too heavy. But in the future, we're going to try and put in a sensor to know, or like a screen to know what type of thing you're putting in, and then have it give point values for like a battle of the grades on who can recycle the most.
I need to learn a little bit more about this. I don't understand. So like, where's the robot?
The robot is integrated in here. Here, come on, let me get up.
So there's a trash receptacle with a robot.
Yeah, so this fits over a cycling bin.
Okay.
So.
And then the...
Oh, I guess I took... Well, there used to be like... So this is what it used to look like?
Yeah, yeah.
There was a motor there, a servo motor that kept it up, and when it knew something was down there, it used the motion sensor, and then it took it down and let it go through.
Okay, so the doors are closed unless the robot opens them.
Yeah.
And it senses that there's something on top to open them.
Yeah, through.
Okay.
That thing right there.
Cool.
And then the fourth one is the mental health app. So there's lots of kids with anxiety and depression at our school, other mental health problems too. So we decided to make a resource for that. So there's the community page, the chat page, the daily meditation yoga page, and the resources page. So the community page is where we can post community updates. Like in April, we put on a color run. So this is like our development build. So we haven't published it yet, but we put on the color run for a test, see if it worked. And then the chat page, we have a link to a Discord server, which is a chat room where you can chat with friends, and there'll be school moderators on there to make sure things don't get like too crazy and people don't. And then the daily meditation and yoga page, there's instructions on what good meditation techniques are and yoga poses you can do. And we're going to put in like times for yoga classes for that, for the mindfulness room on there. And then on the resources page, there's phone numbers like the crisis text line, suicide prevention, substance abuse line, and disaster distress line.
How are students going to find this? Or is everyone going to get it at the beginning of the year?
Yeah, we're going to get, once it's completed and published, because right now we don't have it published yet. But once it is, we're going to give people, we're going to put up like posters on if you need help. And we're going to get like show it to them at the beginning of the year. And then... whenever you start the app, it's going to give you a reminder, like drink water or like you are loved, you're a good person, people like you, just to make sure that people are feeling good all day.
Cool. That's a lot.
Yeah.
What grade level are you right now?
Most of us are ninth grade, but there are some eighth graders in here.
Okay. And then what is, tell me about this moss on this window here. What is that about? Or what are we looking at here?
So these are our living walls from the mine blistering. So we just took them off. So this is like preserved moss, and then you put up like little fake flowers. So we made art for this, and it just hangs up in the mine from this room. To
something soft and organic in this.
Yeah.
It also cleans the air.
Yeah.
Preserved moss will also.
Filter the air.
Filter the air along with these are air plants, so they don't need water. They just take water from the air.
So these are actually growing.
This is preserved. But people don't know that preserved moss still cleans the air.
I didn't know that.
Not alive. Yep.
Okay.
And this is all preserved moss, even though it's colored.
Do you work with like art students to make these, or is it just folks who go to the room who get to make these?
It was in my class. I had a class, an exploratory class, and they were given the chance to design and make their own. So they kind of came up with, they worked together in teams and came up with their own design.
So they each get a window, but they get to decide what to do with it.
Yeah, and it was, there were different types of frames. So these were pre-made frames that had the chicken wire on the back.
Okay.
But you can also use like old picture frames and just use an old picture to be your background and stuff. So there's a lot of different things. So we try to recycle and upcycle as much as possible.
Very cool. So,
and all these stuff is all old plants, like plastic plants that they're throwing away, artificial plants that were thrown away or people want to get rid of. So we just recycle.
Yeah. Cool. What are you pivoting to you now? What are you proudest of with Golda with respect to being involved in the green schools movement? Like, what are you proudest of?
I'm just amazed at how much we've grown. We started this program about 8 years ago, and it started off really slow, but in like the last 5 years, it has just exploded. And so last year, we were recognized with the highest honor in Wisconsin, the Sugar Maple School status for a green and healthy school. And then we were nominated for the Green Ribbon School, the U.S. Department of Education Green Ribbon School. And so we won that this year. So I think I just went to the award ceremony last year. That means that we're one of the few schools across the nation that is recognized as a green and healthy green ribbon school. So I think that's the thing I'm so most proud of. I'm also really excited that I now have my actual own green team as a class, whereas before it had to be an after-school club, and now it's an actual class that kids can sign up for, and then we have an environmental education class in high school. So we just kind of see a growth in the program throughout the school, and that it'll be sustainable into the future, and not just be like when this teacher leaves, you know, something that's going to continue. So I think it's going to be really cool.
That's very cool.
Yeah.
With respect to the schoolyard project, do you have offer any observations on that? How did the reconfiguring the schoolyard of the lower campus fit into the process that was already going on for you?
So I think it brought more people aware of what it means to be sustainable and to be a green and healthy school. You know, a lot of people, when we first started it, they were just like, oh, we're getting a new playground, but not really understanding what effect that has on our climate, on our environment, and on our community. And the reaction to it has been just so amazing that people just, every time they look so beautiful, it's so pretty, and then I'm like, yeah, and it's helping the environment. And then, you know, they hear about the cistern under the soccer field and how much water it can hold, and they're just like, that was one of the amazing things they were talking about at the awards ceremony, where they're like, wow, that's a lot. So that was really cool. And you know, and then just knowing that we're not done, that we can still keep adding stuff to it, that it's not you're not just done after it's been built. There's things that you want to add. You want to add the signage, you want to do the stories, like the apps the kids can do and stuff, and then, you know, getting more people involved, and just you just can keep adding stuff. So it's like we're looking at solar panels, we're looking at, you know, doing like a bee garden and stuff like that. So I think it's just exciting, and more teachers learn about it, the more excited they get, especially the high school teachers, because I think they think the playground's for the little kids, and I'm like, no, it's an outdoor classroom, it's not a playground. You can take your kids out there and you can do stuff with them, and I think that's really exciting.
Have you seen that in use? Have you been able to teach through that space? I know with COVID it's been a little difficult.
Last year we were better. So a lot of teachers did. We had English teachers took their kids out there for reading and writing activities. The choir teacher took her kids out there for choir. Obviously the environmental education teacher took his kids out there to study plants. The gym teacher takes them out all the time now. And then the elementary goes out there all the time. Well, they're right there for all the time. But just having some more of those math class, like our math teacher took his kids outside to do math problems on the sidewalk. The French teacher took her kids outside to do French class outside. So it was also a good reason to get them outside because of COVID. Like, get them outside so they take off their masks and stuff. So, and we redid our playground, but we also have a park in front of our high school building, which we also is kind of like a green and sustainable. It's more of an outdoor space than a playground because we can't have playground equipment. But we got picnic tables and umbrellas, and we got outdoor toys for them that they can play, so they can go out there like during lunch. And so it's just, we're trying to make it that the outdoor classroom is a natural extension to what they're doing, and not to think of it as a playtime. You know, like, let's go learn, let's go do more. So I think that's great.
Very cool. Well, a great credit to you and all the work that you do, as you hopefully you know. I hope you hear it, but it's really cool.
Cool.
I'm gonna take your picture, and then I gotta not a Henry right away. I gotta.